Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's raining again. So I will try to speak very loud. Yeah, the rain is falling right now, so I will try to speak louder so you can hear my voice. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for all the answers we have received to our prayers. Thank you for showing us your love and compassion. Thank you for difficult problems you have solved in our lives. Thank you for removing our pains and shame and sorrows. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for turning our darkness into light. Thank you for turning our troubles into testimonies. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for impossible things you have made possible in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your great power you have demonstrated to help us, to deliver us, to heal us, and to strengthen us, to give us victories. We are seeing your great power being demonstrated in our lives and situations. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for meeting us at the point of our needs. For before we have needs, you have already supplied those needs. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have not allowed us to be disgraced and shamed. Thank you, Jesus. We also thank you for your protection that has been upon us. Thank you for shielding us with your wings from deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you for frustrating the plans of the wicked ones that were fashioned against us. Thank you for giving us authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and upon all the powers and forces of darkness that were against us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for making us to know you more than we have known you before. Thank you for helping us to draw closer to you during this 30 days fast. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for sending revelations to us through your Holy Spirit. Thank you for manifesting yourself to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for you have not put us in darkness. You have not put us in confusion. You have been directing us and leading us by your Spirit. Thank you, Father. We thank you for these marathon prayers we started a few days ago. We thank you, Lord, for how you have been working great things in our lives through these prayer sessions. We thank you for encounters some of us have received from you through these prayer sessions. We thank you for more things you are set to do for us before the end of this fasting. Thank you, Jesus. I ask, O God, that as we would be having these prayers right now, right here in this hall, O Lord, meet with us once again. meet with us with your glory. Meet with us with your power. Meet with us with your greatness and dominion, and help us in Jesus' name. We know that only you can help us. We can't help ourselves. That is why we have run to you at this time. Oh Lord, visit us and help us as we fellowship in your presence, as we worship, as we pray. Oh Lord, visit and help us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. I hand over this session to your spirit. Lord, let your spirit guide us in this prayer session. And let your spirit pray through us. Let your spirit flow through us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that your faith will be rewarded because God is faithful. I believe that your faith will open the heavens, and your faith will connect you with your miracles as we pray right here tonight in the name of Jesus. So we're going to take some worship songs, and thereafter we will go into the prayers, the prayer points. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, oh Lord. Our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How powerful is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. And power, for thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, Lord. Thou art out worthy, oh Lord. You are so worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. And power, for thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. Take all the glory, take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. Who is wonderful? It's Jesus. Who is powerful? It's Jesus. Who is mighty? It's Jesus. Who is glorious? It's Jesus. Who is the wisest one? It's Jesus. Who is wonderful? It's Jesus. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There is no one, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. I walk and work, no one, I searched all around, no one, I looked everywhere, no one, there's no one like Him. I walked and walked, no one, I searched all around, no one, no one, I looked everywhere, no one, there's no one like Him. He's alive, amen, He's alive, Jesus, He's alive, forever He's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus, He's alive. Forever, He's alive, amen. In our situations, He's alive, amen. In our lives, Jesus, He's alive. Forever He's alive. Amen. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like Him. Alpha and Omega, Jesus,
There is no one like you. Oh, yes, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. Jesus. You are the Savior. You are here, Holy Ghost. You are here. You are here for us. Oh, Jesus. You are here, Father. You are here, Holy Spirit. You are here, you are here for us. Oh, Jesus, you are here, Father. You are here, Holy Spirit. You are here. You are here for us. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, He is Lord. He is Lord, King of the universe. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Yahweh. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Your name is Zion. That heaven and all the names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is Zion. That heaven and all the names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is Zion. Your name is Zion. Don't ever your names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is Zion. Not ever your names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord.
Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship the King of Israel, the Rock of Israel, the Rock of Ages, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Begin to worship the one who was and is and is to come. Begin to worship the God of heaven and the earth, the creator of all creatures. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Oh Lord, we worship You. Father, we worship You. Savior, we magnify You. El Shaddai, we bless Your name. Elohim, we bless Your name. Adonai, we bless Your name. El Elyon, we bless Your name. Miracle worker, we praise You. Mountain mover, we praise You. Way maker, we praise You. Jesus Christ, we praise You. You are the greatest physician. No one can heal as You heal. No one can restore as You restore. No one can redeem as You redeem. No one can deliver as You deliver. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above kingdoms and thrones, far above dominions, far above powers and principalities. You are highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. Your kingdom has conquered all. Your power has conquered all. Your name has conquered all. Your blood has conquered all. We worship You, Father. Your strength has conquered all. We bless Your holy name. There is none like You, Lord. There is none like You, Lord. There is none like You, Lord. We worship You, Jesus. Only You speak and it comes to pass. It is written that who is it that speaks and it comes to pass when You have not commanded it. Only You speak and they appear. Only You open doors and no one can shut. Only You close doors and no one can open. We bless Your holy name. We bless Your holy name. You have helped us. Thank You, Jesus. You have blessed us. You have healed us. You have delivered us. You have revived us. You have restored us. You have transformed our lives. You have beautified our lives. You have saved us. You have rescued us. You have forgiven us. You have sanctified us. Lord Jesus, we worship You. Jesus, we praise You. Blessed be Your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank You for You are not done with my life. Thank You because all that You have determined to do in my life, You will do them all. You will complete them. You will finish Your works in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank You for I know You are not done with my life. You are not done changing me. You are not done blessing me. You are not done healing me. You are You are not done in rescuing me. You are not done defending me. You are not done fighting for me. Oh Lord, I know that you are not done in lifting up my life to the heights you want my life to be. Thank you, Lord, for I know you are not done with my life. I know you are not done with my life. I know you are not done with my life. I know the works you have started in my life, you will complete them. I know that what you have determined to do in my life, you will finish them. You will do them all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for I acknowledge that you are a caring Father. You are a loving Father. You are a merciful Father. You are a gracious Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for I acknowledge that you are faithful, Lord. You are a faithful Lord. I acknowledge that my faith in you shall produce great results. I acknowledge that my faith in you shall produce great testimonies. I acknowledge that my faith and trust in you shall produce great victories. For you will not leave my life until you have completed your works in my life. For you will not leave my life until you have changed it completely. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. I want you to pray with every faith that is in you. For God is not done with your life. For God still needs a lot of your faith and a lot of your serious prayers for him to finish everything he has determined to do for you in this month of September. So you must pray with every faith that is in you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every bit of your plans for my life be fulfilled in this season. Let every bit of your plans for my life, let everything you want to do in my life be done. Lord, let me not miss out of everything you have determined to release into my life at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let every bit of your plan for me at this time fulfilled. Let every of good things, of great things that you have determined to do in my life be done. Lord, do not allow me to miss any of the blessings you have for me at this time. Do not allow me to be distracted. Do not allow me to be deceived. Do not allow me to be misled. Do not allow me to be misguided. Oh Lord, do not allow me to miss any of the blessings you have packaged for me in this season. Lord, let everything you have in mind to do for me at this time be done. In the name of Jesus, help me, oh Lord, to receive the fullness of the package you have for my life at this time. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me to be focused enough. Help my faith to be strong enough. Jesus, help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord, to receive the full this
this season. Help me to receive the fullness of all that you have for my life at this time. I believe I'm praying. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Help my be distracted. Help me not to be weak in prayers. Help me, Father, to receive all that you have programmed for my life at this time. Help me to receive all that you have proposed in your heart to give to me at this time. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Let every bit of your will for my life at this time be done. Let every bit of your plans for my life at this time be done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take me through the process that you want to use to change my life. So say, Father, take me through the process that you want to use to change my life into another man that will carry your glory. Into another person that will manifest your glory. Lord, take me through that process. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. He shall again have tasso sawashida. And Oh Lord, the process you have ordained for my life to pass through, to be transformed into the person that will manifest your glory, into the person that will reveal the greatness of you in the earth. Oh Lord, I give myself to the process. Lord, take me through that process. Take me through that process. Take me through that process. The process you have ordained to take me through. That will change me into another man that can carry your glory. That can manifest your glory. That can demonstrate. Oh, take me through that process. I give my spirit to that process. I give my soul to the process. I give my body to the process. Thank you, Lord. Take me through the process. The process you want to use to another man that can fulfill your calling upon my life. The process you want to use to change me to another person that can fulfill for my life. Oh Lord, take me through that process now. I give myself to the process in the name of Jesus. I give myself to that process. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Bible says that you, as a Christian, the Bible says you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. And then Jesus went further to say, let your light so shine before me that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me a great light in this dark world, in this dark generation. Lord, make me a great light that will connect. connect people to you, that will connect people to your kingdom, that will connect people to your will, that will connect people to your ways. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Say, Father, turn me to a great light that will connect nations of the earth to you. Turn me into a great light in this world full of darkness, in this world full of thick darkness. Oh Lord, turn me to a great light. Yeshua and Nekedea Katawashisana. Mashione Lehuriadata. Turn me to a great light. Turn me to a great light. Lord, make me a great light. Change me to a great light that will connect people to your kingdom, that will connect people to you, that will connect people to your ways. Oh Lord, change me into a great light. Turn me into a great light. Turn me into a great light. Turn me into a great light. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, turn me into a great light. Turn me into a great light that will connect nations to your presence, that will connect environments, places, territories to your power, to your fire, to your presence, to your glory. Oh Lord, turn me into a great light in the name of Jesus. Turn me to a great light. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you look at the word, you will see that a lot of people have been wounded by darkness. A lot of people have been captured by darkness. A lot of people are suffering under afflictions and torments of the devil. Yeah. And everyone is crying out deep down in their souls. They are crying out for salvation. Deep down in their souls, everyone is crying out for deliverance. And there you are. You are supposed to be a vessel, an instrument. God can use to set these people free. There you are, as a child of God. You're supposed to be a vessel and an instrument that will heal the world, that will free the world. You're going to pray. Yeah. I don't know the kind of thoughts that runs through your mind when you see how much this earth has been captured by the enemy. I don't know how you think when you see these things. I don't know if you just feel like, well, it doesn't concern me. These are the last days. So the Bible says that iniquity will abound. People will not love God anymore. People will become addicts to sins. People will become haters of God. As long as I am okay, I don't care about the others. Yeah. Is that how you think when you look at this generation suffering under captivities of darkness? Yeah. Have you ever thought of why would God
puts me into the world? I mean, why would God put me into a world like this? You know, what would God want me to do about the situation of my generation? Have you ever thought of, am I not supposed to do something? Am I just supposed to watch Satan conquer the world, enslave nations? Yeah, have you ever thought of that there is a reason why you are here on earth at this time and why you are a Christian? Have you ever thought of there is something heaven wants you to do about the spiritual condition of this generation? Have you ever thought of that? All you have been so selfish and self-centered and so callous that you feel like the whole world can perish and go to hell and you don't care. You're going to pray. I believe that you are saved. God saved you so that you can rise to save others. I believe that is why when you were saved, you did not die immediately, or rapture did not happen immediately. God saved you so that you can save others. That was why Jesus said, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. He wants to use you to put away the darkness that has captured this generation. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I've turned it into an agent of change in my generation. You're going to say, Father, turn me into an agent of revival. Turn me into an agent of restoration. Turn me into an agent of healing, an agent of deliverance in my generation. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Oh Lord of hosts, turn me into an instrument of change. Turn my life into an instrument of deliverance. Turn my life into an instrument of revival for the salvation of this generation, for the deliverance of souls and destinies. Oh Lord, turn me to an agent of change. Make me into an agent of salvation. Make me into an agent of healing. Make me into an agent of restoration. Make me into an agent of deliverance for souls to be saved. Lord, use me to set destinies free. Use me to set souls free from the grip of the oppression of Satan, from the captivity of darkness. Oh Lord, use me. I make myself available. I make myself available. Lord, use me. Lord, use me for the salvation of my generation. Use me for the deliverance of my generation. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Use me, oh Lord. Use me, oh Lord. Use me, oh Lord. Use me, oh Lord, for the deliverance of nations. Use me for the deliverance of souls and destinies. Use me for the deliverance of life. At this time, even in these last days, oh Lord, use me. Oh Lord, use me. Oh Lord, use me to lighten up the world. Use me to lighten up this dark world. Use me to lighten up places for you. Use me to lighten up homes. Use me to lighten up families. Use me to lighten up people's lives for your glory. Lord, use me.
to put away the darkness that has captured this age. Use me to put away the darkness that has captured my generation, the darkness that has captured souls and destinies at this end times, in these last days. Lord, use me. Lord, use me. I make myself available. Use me, O Lord. 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 Thank you, Father. To draw people to you. Use me, O Lord, to draw souls of men to you. Use me, O Lord, for the redemption of mankind. Use me, O Lord, for the redemption of the earth, of the world. Use me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to understand that your own deliverance can never be complete until you begin to think about the deliverance of others. In fact, your deliverance is in rising for the deliverance of others. So if you feel like, well, let the world waste away under darkness. I don't care. I just care about my own lives. Before you know it, the same darkness that is wasting the world away, we come and waste you also away. So if you feel like I don't care whatever is happening out there, I don't care about many souls out there that have been captured by sin. I don't care whether they repent or not. I just care about my own life. I don't care. I don't care whether someone needs to preach the gospel to them or not. You see, before you know it, the same darkness that has conquered those people you say you don't care about, the same darkness will come and conquer you too. Yeah, that is the rule in the realm of the spirit. The light that you cannot stand for is not in you. If you cannot stand publicly for a light that you say you have, then it means that light is not in you. If you cannot stand publicly to enforce righteousness, to preach the kingdom, then it means the kingdom is not in you. It means you don't even have him. It means you don't have Christ. That's the rule in the realm of the spirit. So, yeah, you can argue it to tomorrow, but that is the truth. So if you don't stand for the salvation of others, soon the captivity that have captured others will come and capture you. And you won't be able to do anything about it. So you're going to pray again. We are still going to pray that prayer point again. You're going to say, Father, I am ready to be the light you want me to be in the head. Oh, Lord, use me. Oh, Lord, pass through me to save the earth. Oh, Lord, make use of me to save the earth. Make use of me to open the eyes of people. Make use of me to save souls. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh, Lord, I am ready to be the light you want me to be in the earth. Say, Lord, I am ready to be the light you want me to be in the earth. Thank you, Lord. Make use of me for your glory. Make use of me for your glory. Make use of me for your glory. The Bible says that we are a city set on the hill that cannot be hidden. So then why are you hiding? When the Bible says you are a city that can't be hidden, then why are you hiding? Why are you hiding?
hiding your conviction. You cannot speak publicly about Jesus. You cannot talk to your friends about Jesus. You cannot talk to your siblings about Jesus. You are ashamed of Jesus in the public. And then you call yourself a Christian. You are a liar. You are not. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I am ready to become the light you want me to be. To become a city that is set on the hill that cannot be hidden. So, Lord, I am ready to stand for righteousness in public places. I am ready to stand for your kingdom in the marketplaces of this earth. Oh, Lord, make use of me. Lord, make use of me. Lord, make use of me for your glory. Make use of me for your glory. Make use of me for your glory. I believe you're serious about this prayer. Say, Lord, make use of me. I am ready, oh God. I am not hiding anymore. I am not hiding anymore. I am ready to preach the gospel. I am ready to teach the truth. I am ready to stand for the truth. Even if the whole world are going against the truth, I am ready to defend righteousness. Anywhere I find myself, oh Lord, use me. Pass through me to save this generation. Pass through me, Jesus, to save souls and destinies. Pass through me, Jesus. Pass through me, Jesus. Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me in this earth, he said, I will be ashamed of you in my kingdom. So if you want to enter heaven, then you must be the light he wants you to be. It is so expedient that you be that light he wants you to be. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. You're going to ask God to give you assignments. Yeah, you're going to ask God to give you assignments. Yeah, because every one of us, we are created for him. The Bible says all things were created by him and for him. We are created to serve him, to please him. Your body, your appearance, your beauty is for him. Your money is for him. Your qualifications, what else people have, your possessions is for him. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me assignments. Give me assignments that will glorify you in the earth. Give me assignments to do for you that will turn nations to you. That we turn men to you. Lord, give me assignments. I am ready to serve you. I am ready to live for you. I am ready to work for you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, give me assignments. Saul, who later became Paul, he said, Lord, what will you have me to do? He said, Lord, what will you have me to do? Because he came to a point in his life where he knows that if I cannot serve the devil, then the only one I can serve is Jesus, because he has been serving Satan. And then he met Jesus. He said, Lord, now I know I can't go back. Now I know I only have one person to serve, and that is you. Then he said, Lord, what will you have me to do? Now, would you also ask that question at this time? Will you also tell him and say, God, give me assignments that I will do for you, and your name will be glorified in the earth?
Give me assignments. Give me missions that I will do for you. And your name will be praised in the head. Give me assignments that I will do for you. And souls will be turned to you. Destinies will be turned to you. Nations will be turned to you. Give me assignments that I will do for you. And your glory will come down. And revival will happen. And my generation will remember you. And my generation will bow to worship you. Oh Lord, give me assignments. Give me assignments. Show me what I must do for you at this time. Reveal to me what I must do with my life. What I must do with the body you have given to me. Show me what I must do with the beauty you have given to me. Show me what I must do with the money you have given to me. Show me what I must do with the resources and possessions you have given to me. I acknowledge that I am existing for you. I am alive for you. I am here on earth for you. Lord, show me. Show me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, there was a time in my life when I was struggling with my destiny. Yeah. And it went on for a long time. Along the line, I made wrong choices. I was struggling with my destiny. Yeah, but the moment I agreed with my destiny, that was when light came. That was when deliverance came. I mean, my deliverance happened. I became stronger than the enemy. And I began to see great victories. Why? Because I stopped struggling with the will of God for my life. Yeah, maybe the reason why your deliverance is still incomplete. Maybe the reason why your victories are still incomplete is because you are still struggling with your destiny. Maybe it's because you are still struggling with the will of God. Maybe that is why you are not yet healed. Maybe that is why you are not yet completely delivered. Maybe that is why Satan is still stronger than you. Because you are still struggling with your destiny in God. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I surrender I surrender and I embrace the will of God for my life. I surrender and I embrace my destiny in God. In the name of Jesus, I begin to confess like that. Begin to confess like that. Say, I surrender. And I embrace my destiny in God. I surrender and I embrace the will of God for my life. I surrender and I embrace God's purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I surrender to what God has called me to do for him. I surrender to God's purpose for my life. I surrender to God's will for my life. In the name of Jesus, I surrender. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Lord, I surrender. I surrender to your will for my life. I surrender to the way you have chosen to use me. I surrender to the way you have chosen to lead me. I surrender to the way you have chosen to guide me. Oh Lord, I surrender to your will. I surrender to your will. I surrender to your will. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name,
we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We're going to pray several more prayer points. And after that, we're going to round off the session. You're going to pray. You know, the Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right, yeah, to man, but the end of that way is destruction. Yeah, there is a way that appears okay, that appears good, but the end thereof, if you follow that way, the end thereof is destruction. Yeah. Well, one of the reasons why the prayers of many Christians are not answering is because they have chosen a path that God is not happy with. They have chosen a way that God is not happy with. So God won't answer their prayers because if he answers, he will not be glorified. It is the devil that will be glorified. So because they have chosen the wrong path, he decided not to answer your prayers. So the question is, have you also chosen a way? Maybe you feel like this is how my life, this is how I want my life to be. This is the path I want my life to follow. What if that is not the path? Yeah, maybe you are choosing a convenient path. You are choosing a comfortable and a convenient way. What if that is not the way? What if there is another way that is not convenient and is not comfortable? What if that is the way God has chosen for you? Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, remove my feet from every path I have chosen that is not your path. Every way I have chosen that is not your way, oh Lord, remove my feet from there. Remove my feet from there in the name of Jesus. Every opportunity I have chosen that is against your will for my life, that is against your plans for my life, oh Lord, cut me off from them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, disconnected from every path I have chosen that is not your path. Every way I have chosen that is not your way. Lord, remove my feet from them. Remove my feet from them. Every path I am treading on that is against your purpose for my life, that is against your will for my life. Every mindset, every principle I have chosen for my life, every culture I have embraced, principles I have embraced, mentality I have embraced, mindset I have embraced, that is against your purpose for my life. Oh Lord of hosts, disconnect me from them. Cut me away from them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every decision I have made, every decision I am making that is contrary to your purpose for my life, oh Lord, cut them off from my life. Cut me off from them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray in your journey to fulfilling destiny. You must grow from the realm where you struggle with the will of God to the point where the will of God now becomes your will. It's a stage. It is stages. Yeah, it is stages. Yeah. So you have to move from that stage where you are still struggling
You're still struggling to do what is right. To the point where doing what is right, it is now what gives you joy. To the point where God's will now becomes your will. What God is happy with now becomes what you're happy with. Yeah. What gives God joy now becomes what gives you joy. So you're going to pray. So you need to grow from the point where you struggle. God is saying, do this. And then you are struggling. And then maybe eventually you do it. But you did it out of struggling. Yeah. No, eventually you did what God wants you to do, but you did it after some struggling in your soul. You need to grow beyond that level. You need to grow to the point where you now take pleasure doing everything that makes God happy. Everything that gives God joy. Because the same now gives you joy. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, take me from the point where I struggle with your will to the point when doing your will becomes so easy. Take me from the level where I struggle doing what pleases you to the point where doing your pleasures become so easy for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. And share in Hatasha Sarabala. In the Tekashte Hatashilia. Mashu Senasara. Hegle Shemarajara. In Glatajunas Ziamashidana. Oh God of Israel, take me from the place where I struggle to do your will, to the place where doing your will becomes so easy, to the place where I find pleasure doing everything that is right in your sight. Lord, take me to that place. Lord, take me to that place. Lord, take me to that place. Thank you, Lord. Where your will becomes my will, and my will becomes your will. Lord, take me to that place. Lord, take me to that place. Thank you, Lord. Everything you must destroy in my life for me to get to that place. Lord, destroy them. In the name of Jesus, every nature, behavior, attitude that must die in my life for me to ascend to that level. Lord, let them die. In the name of Jesus, take me to that place, Lord, where I no longer struggle with your will, where doing your will becomes too easy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. The Lord is showing me how some of you have delayed too long concerning certain assignments He has given to you. Yeah, concerning fulfilling your ministry, you have delayed too long. God expects that presently you should have recorded some level of success in your ministry or in what He has called you to do. But up till now, you are still far behind, beyond the expectation of heaven. What heaven is expecting is not what heaven is seeing in your life. Yeah, you have delayed so long. You have delayed so long. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, according to your mercy, help me to accomplish your assignments with speed. Say, Father, according to your mercy, help me to accomplish your assignments with speed. The things I have delayed so long to do for you, Lord, help me to do it now with speed. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. God, help me. The assignment you have given to me before now that I have delayed in doing. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me to do them now. Help me to do them now with speed. Give me speed to finish this assignment. Give me speed to do your work as it should be done. Give me speed to do your work as it should be done. Give me speed to fulfill my ministry. Give me speed to fulfill my calling as it should be done. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying. I believe I praise the Lord. Give me speed. Lord, give me speed in achieving all that you want me to achieve at this time. Give me speed in accomplishing the task you want me to accomplish at this time. Lord, give me speed in the name of Jesus. Give me speed, Lord Jesus. Give me speed, Lord Jesus, to do all that I have delayed in doing for a long time. Give me speed, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your fire perform deliverances in my life that will lead to my progress and greatness. You're going to say, Father, let your fire and power perform deliverances in my life that will produce progress and greatness. Progress, success, and greatness in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, every deliverance that must happen in my spirit, every deliverance that must happen in my soul, every deliverance that must happen in my body, for my progress, success, and greatness to appear. Oh, Lord, do that now. Do them now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, perform deliverances in my life that will produce success, progress, and greatness. Lord, perform them now in the name of Jesus. Set my spirit free. Set my soul free. Set my body free. In the name of Jesus, every deliverance that must happen to me for my success, progress, and greatness to appear, let them happen there. In the name of Jesus, release your angels for my deliverance. Release your fire for my deliverance. Release your angels for my deliverance. Release your fire for my deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. The Bible talks about the seed of God in Christians. Yeah, it talks about the seed of God in Christians. That there is a seed of God in Christians, in those who are saved, who are born again. Bible says there is the seed of God in you. Yeah, and then where the Bible mentioned that, the Bible also said that because of that seed that you cannot sin. But because of that seed of God that is in you, that it will become difficult for you to sin. Yeah, and there is more to that seed being in you. Yeah, there is more to it. So you're going to pray. I don't know, maybe something has happened to the seed of God in you. You're going to place your right hand on your head. It is that seed that changes you into a son of God. It is that seed that changes you into another creature that is like God, that is like Jesus. And not only that, it is also that seed that puts you in your place in God's kingdom and make you to command powers and authorities from heaven. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, you're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the seed of God arise in me and begin to function. Let the seed of God come alive in me and begin to function and begin to operate and begin to walk in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the seed of God in me come alive. Let the seed of God in me come alive. Let the seed of God in me begin to live. Let the seed of God in me begin to live and function from now henceforth. In the name of Jesus, let the seed of God within me come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. In the name of Jesus, let the seed of God in me begin to change me into God personality. Let the seed of God in me begin to change me into a child of God, into a son of God, into a creature of God. Let the seed of God in me begin to function, begin to live. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let the seed of God in me arise. Let the seed of God in me arise and live. Let the seed of God in me arise and live. Arise and live. Thank you, Lord. Arise and function. Arise and manifest. Arise and live. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. They are still on the seed of God. Yeah, your destiny is in the manifestation of the seed of God that is in you. Yeah, fulfilling your purpose, fulfilling your calling, it can only happen when that seed manifests. Yeah, it can only happen when that seed manifests. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, every nature in me that cannot be found in Jesus, that is preventing the seed of God in me from manifesting, die right now in the name of Jesus. Every nature in me that can't be found in Jesus, preventing God's seed in me from manifesting, die right now in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. And Jimmy Captain every nature in me, every nature of demons, nature of darkness, nature of Satan, nature of serpents in me that is stopping the seed of God from manifesting, die right now in the name of Jesus. You need to understand that some people have become even more terrible than demons. Yeah, because the nature that is in them is the same nature that is in Satan. The nature that is in them is the same nature that is in demons. So these people, some of them have become even more addicted than demons, because demons, they are addicts. Even Satan is an addict. So they can't control their evil nature. Yeah. So some people they have natures in them that is far worse than Satan himself. Begin to say, every nature in me that cannot be found in Jesus, every nature in me that is stopping the manifestation of God's seed in my life, die right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, die right now. If you are addicted, it is a nature that is in you. It is a nature that is in you. Your blood and your body system have turned into another thing, into another nature. Begin to say, every nature in my body, every nature in my soul, every nature in my spirit that is stopping the manifestation of God's seed in me, die right now. Die right now. Die right now. Die right now. If you can't control bitterness, you can't control anger, yeah, there's a problem. So every nature in me that is stopping the seed of God from manifesting, die right now. In the name of Jesus, die right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, cut off every friend in my life that is an agent of Satan. Every friend in my life that is helping Satan to complete his mission in my life. Every agent, every friend that is an agent of Satan in my life, helping Satan to attack me successfully. Oh, Lord, cut them off from alive. Remove them from alive. Separate me from such friends. Separate me from such relationships. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Every friend I am connected to, anyone I am in a relationship with, that is making Satan, making kingdoms of darkness to have power over my life. Oh Lord, cut them off from alive. 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 Begin to pray like that. Every friendship and relationship in my life that is making the enemy to have access into my life, making the enemy to pollute my life, making the enemy to oppress and conquer my life. Oh, Lord of hosts, destroy those relationships. Destroy such friendships right now in the name of Jesus. Every person I am connected to, that is The reason why I keep failing, every person I'm connected to, that is the reason why I'm not rising beyond a certain limit. Every friend or person I am connected to, that is the reason why I keep losing in battles. Oh Lord of all, separate me from such people. Cut them away from alive. Uproot them from alive. Uproot them from alive. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Uproot them, O God. Let such relationships be dissolved. Let such friendships be dissolved. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let such relationships be dissolved forever. Let such connections be broken forever. Let such friendships be broken forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop praying. And I will be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, we worship and bless your name, for you are faithful. We praise you for your covenant keeping, God. We worship you, for you have not forsaken us. For you love us so much. You care for us so much. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for your power that has worked mightily during the course of these prayers. Oh Lord, be praised forever in Jesus' name. I pray for you as the Lord's servant that the visitation you must have in this month from heaven, from the Lord. The visitation that you must have in this month from the Lord, that is meant to change your life forever. I connect you to that divine visitation in Jesus' name. The visitation that must happen to you from the throne of God in heaven. For your life to transform into the picture God wants it to be. Receive it now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the Lord shall help you. In every area you have been helpless, the Lord shall help you in Jesus' name. The hand of the Lord shall support you. The hand of the Lord shall help you. In your finances, the Lord shall help you. In your health, the Lord shall help you. In your prayer life and spiritual walk with God, you shall receive help in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen and amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here and we'll continue tomorrow. Same time. Yeah, you are in a serious business with God. Don't be distracted and don't give the enemy any chance in your heart, in your mind, in your thoughts. Yeah. Make sure that you keep God's presence with you always. It's very important because God is visiting homes in this season. Amen.
Goodbye.